Have you ever been hurt by someone so much that it's really affected you? It's hard for you to forgive that person? When I was 10 years old, a neighbor boy, taller, bigger, hurt me very much, and I hated him. I wanted him to suffer. And it affected my life because I became more of an angry child and a bitter child. So I actually decided to go to get some counseling to deal with what was going on inside of me. But what really helped was when I went to college and went on my first retreat. And that retreat was all about the death and resurrection of Christ. I remember the very first night, I kept wondering, we were asked to go to confession. And I was wondering, why would I go to confession? God would never forgive me. I'm a terrible person, I've been cruel to people. Why would God want to be merciful to me? But I came to realize, it's not because I'm worthy of it. I'm not worthy. I do not deserve mercy. But God wants to give it to me anyway. God wants to shower his love and mercy on me. No matter what I do and what I've done, he wants to shower his mercy upon me. Mercy is not getting what we deserve. That's justice. Mercy is being poured out with love even though we don't deserve it. We can't earn mercy. We can't do something to have God now show mercy to us. God will always show mercy to us. That was a transformative experience for me. I remember just weeping and crying that God would want to show mercy upon me when I don't deserve it. But that's what God is. God is mercy. All the readings today are talking about mercy, who God really is. Even in the struggle of the people of Israel, how they turned away from God, God still showed mercy. They didn't deserve it. They kept rejecting the covenant, but he showed mercy upon them. And even in the gospel, Nicodemus is asking Jesus some questions. He came to talk to Jesus, and it doesn't say here, but it's at nighttime. Not because Nicodemus has been really busy all day. Not because Jesus only meets with people at night. Because he was a part of the group of the Sanhedrin who were the leaders of the Jewish people, and they didn't like Jesus. So he had to go at nighttime so no one else knew he was going to talk to Jesus. And he came to seek the truth about Jesus and understanding what he discovered, which we heard today in the gospel, about God's mercy. How God is so merciful to us that he even sent his only son into the world, not to condemn the world, but to save the world. We may have eternal life. That's the kind of God who loves us, who will always be there for us, always showing his love and mercy upon us, always, not if or when, now, always. But it's interesting how it says those who choose to believe in him have been saved and those who don't are already condemned. It's easy to think, well, some people don't believe in Jesus, so they're condemned. If you look closely, he says, this is the challenge. This is what I'm talking about. People living in light know the salvation he wants to give us. But people who live in darkness have chosen not to receive life. So we can say we follow Jesus. But if we live in the light, we say we believe in Jesus, but we live in the light, in the darkness. We've said to Jesus, I don't want to be with you. I don't want your life. That's a difficult thing. Because the good news is God wants to show mercy to us. The challenge is, are we going to accept that mercy and live that mercy in our life? We know there are times when we choose to live in darkness. Hatred is one of those times. When we hate someone, we are living in darkness. I'm not talking about anger. Anger is a feeling, it's an emotion, that's fine. But when we turn into hatred, I want whatever bad to happen to that person, hatred, which we hear a lot in politics, hatred, it is not living in the light, but in darkness. And we can say we follow Jesus by choosing to live in the light or in darkness. As those are obvious experiences. I remember people go to confession to me and they say, Father, you know, is this a sin? I said, if you have to ask me, you know what's wrong. You wouldn't ask me if you didn't think it was wrong. So yes, some things are obvious. Hatred is one of those things that's obvious. It's living in darkness. Another one is vengeance. You know, when we want to get at someone, we want to make sure they hurt in pain or in suffering, which I did. I really wanted that person to hurt me to get hurt back. Vengeance is not living in the light. No matter if we believe in Jesus or not, it's not living in the light. So we can say we believe, but are we really living in the light of Jesus who's come to shower mercy upon us? Vengeance, and I get caught up in that. I watch a movie, and this bad guy becomes a good guy, and getting back at all the people who hurt him. It's like, yeah, that's vengeance. And our society encourages that. If you get hurt, hurt him back. Matter of fact, hurt him worse. That's not living in the light, that's living in the darkness. Also, and that's what, those are obvious things. Even the obvious of greed. You know, I want things that I want just for myself or just for my family. No one else gets it. I'm not going to share with anyone else. It's mine. It's like a two-year-old. It's mine. If we do that and say, well, we believe in Jesus, we come to church, we're still living in darkness. And the invitation is for us to come into the light. Come into the light and experience His mercy. Come into the light. But there are other things that are not so obvious. What I call the ones that are, it's living in darkness, but we don't think we are. Like indifference. I'm not really, you know, it's not really affecting my life. It's sad that's going on. It's going on in the Middle East. It's sad what's going on in Ukraine, but it's not affecting my life, so I'm not going to go on. I don't care what's really going on anymore. That's indifference. And that's really living in darkness. Because we need to be concerned about one another, all our brothers and sisters. Another one, I just call it to ignore things. I know I should forgive that person, you know, but you know, I'm just not going to pay attention to that person anymore. I'm just going to not pay attention, and that'll go away. So, on God's mercy, we'll do whatever we want, Lord. But I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to deal with that person. And to ignore is really darkness. When we come into the light, we realize, oh, I need to be aware this person's hurting, or they hurt me, and I need to pray for this person, not ignore the person. That's the light. And the last one that's so easily forgotten, but now about living in darkness, is I'm too busy. You know, Father, I came to church this Sunday. Don't push it for next Sunday. I'm too busy. Or, you know, I really want to do this Lenten journey, but, you know, I'm really busy. I'm busy at work, or my family's really struggling right now. We're really busy. Busyness is no excuse. I don't like when people come to me and say, well, I was thinking about calling you and asking if you would do this for me, but I know you're busy. Call me. If I'm busy, that's my choice. Don't let that be an excuse for not contacting me. We're all going to be so busy. We make it the excuse for us, and that's darkness. Because the light would be, I'll have time. I'll have time to be with you, even though it's going to be difficult, but I'll have time for you. When I see parents with little babies, they can't get sleep at night, that's hard. Yet you need time. And I'm wondering, but you still take time for your other kids. You still take time for your husband. You still take time for work. We need to take time also for God's mercy here. How are we experiencing God's mercy? See, the good news is God's merciful. Don't anyone tell you you're not worthy. I once had a soldier, a veteran, who said to me God could never forgive him because of what he did in war. And I said, no, you can't forgive you. God will always forgive you. No matter what you've done, no matter what terrible things you've done, God will always shower His mercy upon you. Always. To really believe it is to live in the light. To really believe it is to walk in the light. So when we fail, and we will, believe me, I do, God is still offering mercy and saying, come back to the light. Come back to the light. And this journey of Lent is coming back to the light. Recognizing I have to let go of things that are really anger. I have to let go of anger and be more loving. I have to let go of indifference and really be concerned I have to let go of anger and let go of only being concerned about myself. I have to go of only not having time. I have to let go of all those things to realize you are my life. You are my life. I stand up here not worthy, but God still shows mercy.